You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Education Transitions Conference at the British Medical Association, organised by Thomas Pocklington Trust and Guide Dogs. And we have just finished the conference, and we had our closing remarks from Mark Sanderson, Director of Information Skills and Support at Guide Dogs. Mark, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So can you give us a bit of a summary of the day and what kind of happened?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Guide Dogs has been delighted to work in partnership with Thomas Pocklington to deliver this Transitions Conference. Many people will be aware that we already now jointly deliver an education advice service, which is proving really popular and helping us to reach more people. But the conference has really brought together a range of professionals working in the sector, not only from sight loss charities, from the wider disability community, from government, from local government, to really share both their experiences of how they're supporting children and young people with sight loss through transitions, but also how we can work more effectively together, collaborate, to actually improve the quality and the content of the support people receive.
You yourself have had experience of support, you know, as a student yourself, but also as a parent. What have been some of your experiences?
Yeah, I mean, I happen to have lived experience myself, and I also have a son who is now a teenager who does. And I think certainly thinking back to my time in education, which is a few years ago now, you know, that was a really difficult time because there wasn't a lot of support available. I had to pretty much fend for myself. Whereas my son's experience, although it's been more positive, he's had good access to rehabilitation support, which is really essential for early support for young people and through to adulthood. He's had access to a qualified teacher of the visually impaired. But there are challenges across the UK with too few of those professionals in some areas to support all of the children who need supporting. And even in our case, although it's generally been very positive, there have been struggles. There have been bumps in the road. You know, my wife and I had to work all the way through to tribunal to make the case for our son to attend the small school that we felt that he would best benefit from for his secondary education, not least because of his visual impairment, because of his additional needs related to autism and type 1 diabetes. So it's a constant struggle for people, and the gaps that we, whilst we shared good practice today, the gaps that we observed really should not exist for the young people that we're supporting. Transition should be much easier and smoother than it is, and that's what we're all working together to achieve.
Can you give us a bit of a snapshot as to what the next steps will be following this conference?
Yes, I mean, we're going to distill all of the feedback that we've received today and share that with the sector. We're also going to agree some combined shared actions for progress. But as Charles, the Chief Executive of TPT, said at the end of the day, this is the first of a number of transition conferences. So it's the start of a really important ongoing conversation. And I think hopefully what we'll see going forward is more connectivity, more collaboration across the sector to achieve a shared ambition for children with sight loss.
And for you personally, you know, what are your hopes for the future of, you know, support for students and young people with special educational needs?
I think we have to be absolutely focused on making sure that more young people with sight loss move successfully and easily into adulthood, and that they don't encounter the challenges and issues that some people have in the past. And it's important upon us all to work together to achieve that. I think today I've got a real sense of people's will to collaborate, to recognise the importance of multidisciplinary working, and to make those connections before and after each key transition for a young person and the various organisations that are providing them with support. So I'm optimistic about the future, that we can make a difference over the coming years.
Fantastic. Mark Sanderson, Director of Skills, Information and Support at Guide Dogs, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.